Agenda item number 13 is a public hearing pertaining to restriction of the oyster harvest involving the user fee payment. Mr. Button.
Good afternoon. This is to make permanent the emergency amendment that we made at last month's commission meeting that modified the timing when oyster harvesters must pay the all-gear user fee. I can read the background there for the record there. In February 2016, the commission decided to limit the future sale of oyster resource user fees for all gears described in Code 28.2.541A, Section 2 of the Code of Virginia, to those individuals who had previously paid this fee. So that's basically, if you paid the fee, you can pay it again. And we're getting through that here. This is commonly referred to as the oyster resource fee for all gears. This was done to protect and promote the health of the oyster resource and the oyster fishery. At the April Commission meeting, emergency amendments were made to Chapter 4, VAC 20-720-10, pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest. These amendments changed the date by which individuals who are eligible to must pay the oyster resource user fee described in 28.2.541A.2 of the Code of Virginia to maintain eligibility to pay this fee in subsequent years from April 30th, 2017 to any point in the 2017 calendar year and in each subsequent year thereafter. This was done to prevent any harvester from inadvertently losing their eligibility and maintain the regulatory intent that this fishery be reduced in size by voluntary attrition. Our recommendations are to approve this, make permanent this at the last commission meeting.
We don't want to kick anybody out of this fishery for a paperwork error involving when they pay. That's the heart of what this is all about. So they would have, under this regulation, until the end of the year to pay it, or prior to harvest in this calendar year. That's where we're at. Any questions from the commission?
So anybody that wants to participate in the 2017 and 18 season has from now until the end of the year to pay that user fee if they want to enter into the fishery?
If you want to participate in 2017, you need to pay the 2017 user fee.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to participate in 2018, you need to have paid the 2017 user fee in order to pay the 2018 user fee.
So
since the season is split between calendar years, you'd have to pay that user fee before you start in the fishery the next year.
Okay. I was getting confused at the Tolman program where they have a different season. But so you can pay the user fee any time during the year that you want to participate in the fishery?
Before participating, yes.
Right.
If you're eligible to pay because you paid it in previous years.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yes, sir.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.